Ismail Merchant's life in movies began when he was a 13-year-old boy in Bombay and sat in a huge green Cadillac right next to the Indian film actress Nimi on the way to the premiere of her first major film. They sat in a shower of marigolds. Maybe it's best to get Ismail Merchant, who's in our studios in New York, to finish that story. Mr. Merchant?
Well, it is so interesting. She had just finished a film called Barsaat, Rain. Mm-hmm. And she said, would you go with me to the premiere? And I was just so thrilled. So we both arrived in this convertible green Cadillac at the cinema where thousands of people were there waiting for her. And a shower of marigold kept coming on us. So it was just the most amazing impression on me. And I said, this is the life I want to have, you know, make movies and be showered with marigolds.
Over the past 40 years, to continue the introduction, Ismail Merchant has become one of the best-known men of the movies in the world. The producer part of that trio, along with director James Ivory and writer Ruth Prower Jobvilla, that's been behind Bombay Talkie and Shakespeare Vala, as well as Heat and Dust, A Room with a View, Howard's End, and Remains of the Day. Mr. Merchant has a new book, My Passage from India, that retells his journey from starstruck youngster to a maker of on-screen dreams. And as I say, he's in New York. Thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome.
I gather you always wanted to be a showman. Now, that's different from wanting to be an actor, producer, or director. You were always a showman.
Well, you know, right from the college days, you know, and that was my first year in college, I wanted to do the biggest shows college has ever had. And I did. So it was like a passion, almost like sort of to the degree of madness, you know. Mm-hmm. And if you have a passion and the enthusiasm, which has no bounds at all, you can sort of really sway people to do what you want to do. But of course, there has to be something good. You know, you cannot just have any rubbish, you know, to offer it to them.
How much did your first film cost, Mr. Merchant?
$90,000, The Householder, which was made in two languages, Hindi and English. We were very ambitious. And James Ivory had never directed a feature film. I had never produced a feature film. And Ruth Jabwala had never written a feature film. So the three novices getting together and making a film with such ambition was what you call it, chutzpah.
And that was 1960?
61.
Let me ask you about a few of your films. Shakespeare Vala. What year was this, sir?
This was in 1965.
Okay, we should explain. A traveling troupe of Shakespearean actors across the length and breadth of India, modern Joffrey, Shashi Kapoor. We want to present a scene where there's an aging British Shakespearean who issues this lament to his wife.
Why are we here instead of in Sheffield or in Bristol or in at least somewhere like that? Did I have to come all the way to India because I wasn't good enough for those places? We were idealists, you and I.
I always followed you.
And it always turned out so well. All those artists coming out from England. The crowds queuing up to buy seats. Money rolling in. Then, over these last years, it's all changed.
Jeffrey Kendall and Mother Joffrey?
Jeffrey Kendall and Mrs. Kendall. Laura Kendall. They were the family, you know, who traveled India, mm-hmm, performing Shakespeare. You know, they also had English and Indian actors together. Yeah. And this was a very successful company called Shakespeareana. And as a matter of fact, the story which Ruth wrote is based on the diary of Jeffrey Kendall.
You took Shakespeare Vala to the Berlin Film Festival, and I'm wondering if I can get you to impart just a great story of no particular social or artistic significance, but Gina Lollobrigida sending Shashi Kapoor flowers.
That is tremendous. We were all staying at the Hotel Am Zoo in 1965 when, mm-hmm, the film was shown. And Shashi, as he's so handsome and dashing, and you know. So we were all riding in the elevator, and there was Gina Lollobrigida, you know, looking at him and feeling that, oh, what a wonderful dish he is, you know. So next day, there was a huge bouquet of flowers arrived in Madhur Jaffrey's room. And
Madhur Jaffrey, the great actress.
The actress, yes.
Gina Lollobrigida got her Indian names mixed.
So the next morning for breakfast, Madhur came running down and said that, you know, I received this huge bouquet of flowers with love. You know, what should I do? So he said, be quiet and just sit down and enjoy the flowers. Well, next day, I mean, this was, I think, a reception there.
Yeah.
And there was Gina Lilla Brigida and with all of us, you know. And she looked at Shashi and said, well, I was expecting a little thank you from you. Or so. Then Madhur was listening to it and then it all came out that the flowers were meant to be for Shashi and not for Madhur. So.
Let me try out a pet theory on you. When I see a film like A Room with a View or Remains of the Day, or Maurice, Howard's End, is it possible that Indians have a particular insight into the pitches and turns of the British class system? Is that part of what informs your work?
Well, it is not just Indians, but I think Ruth Jabbala, being a European mm-hmm. and educated in England and went to live in India, you know, for almost 28 years, married an Indian. Mm-hmm. She has an enormous insight, and she's a voracious reader. And James Ivory, again, the same thing, you know. Mm-hmm. So the knowledge about England by Jim and Ruth and myself, all three of us, and we are like the outsiders looking in England. And, you know, when outsiders look at a place or a country, you have a much more focused eye than people mm-hmm. who live there.
Remains of the Day. In some ways, I guess the film which has become the Merchant Ivory signature, at least over the past couple of years for movie-going audiences, if we might, an extraordinary scene with Emma Thompson and Anthony Hopkins.
When I first left Arlington Hall all those years ago, I never realized I was really, truly leaving. I believe I thought of it as simply another ruse, Mr. Stevens, to annoy you. For a long time, I was. Very unhappy. But then Catherine was born. The years went by, and one day I realized I loved my husband. You see, there is no one, Mr. Stevens, no one in the world who needs me as much as he does. But still, there are times when I think what a terrible mistake I've made with my life.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure we all have these thoughts from time to time.
The whole story of the tragedy of the thought we weren't brave enough to utter, the love we weren't, in a sense, nervy enough to share. It occurs to me, hearing that scene again, I'll bet that's never been one of your problems.
No. But I know people.
Some of your best friends have that problem.
Well, it's amazing, you know, how people, when they come to a point and they can't express, you know, just a simple word like that, that I love you. But that really is taking a leap. And I think people are scared of that.
Well, they can be rejected, can't they?
You see, that's what I feel always, that success and failure are a part of your life. Mm-hmm. One cannot be enjoyed without the other. So if there is rejection, there is rejection, obviously. You know, I've been rejected so many times by raising money. But I go back again, the same door or another person.
I'm moved to ask you a personal question because, I don't see a lot of personal information in the book.
Well, there's a second book coming out which will have personal life because I didn't want to flood people and give them everything, you know. So it was like a teaser which I have created. The second one is coming out next year.
So ever the producer, you're making us buy two tickets, aren't you?
Yes, exactly.
I have been told by friends that the best thing about working in one of your films is the fact that you cook for everyone on Friday.
Filmmaking is a very difficult thing, you know, getting everybody together and, you know, being on the set and almost like working for 18, 19 hours. Mm-hmm. And then if you make a gesture of bringing everybody together and a wonderful meal and a glass of wine, people feel that you care for them, you know.
Yeah.
And caring is the most important thing in life.
Well, Mr. Merchant, it's been nice talking to you.
Thank you.
Ismail Merchant. His new book is My Passage from India. The Merchant Ivory movie, Room with a View, will be re-released in commercial theaters next year on its 20th anniversary.